But it's a very nipple of tzaddik tes. The very bekitzer summary we've got to now is that nipple is a tefillah where a person mamash he falls in front of Hashem with a clear recognition that he has no one else that he can help him, not on himself and not on anybody else. Not for everything and not for a little bit, only the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In this particular issue that I have on my table right now, no one can help me. So, nigma, only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the first thing a person needs to know. He needs to know what his problem is and needs to know that no one can help him. Then he needs to remember that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is close to him all the time and he's listening to him. As it says, Korav Hashem, Lekol Kerov, Lekol Hashukrib MS. And then to recognize that everything is Tolu on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the story. I know what my problem is. I know that no one can help me. I can't even help myself. I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there listening to me, and then I fall in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we've got up to now. Klalis in your nipple. I'm carrying on now in paragraph Gimel. Klalis in your nipple kusod ha'anova. The klal of this concept of nefila, of being noifel lifnei Hashem, is the yesod, is the secret, is the sod of anova. She noifel v'nichna lifnei boire. He falls and he humbles himself in front of his creator. She akdoma v'tnai lema'akev betfila. This is something that's critical in tefila. There's a ma'akev betfila. Says in Mishle, Toivus Hashem kol gove leiv. It's a despicable, it's an abomination. Everyone who's gaiva, Mishu yesh po gove leiv. He thinks he's it. Umetagimen, Merucha d'Hashem. He's far. The kol olam shu gove leiv, hu rochok mi Hashem. What could be the opposite of tefillah? The opposite of tefillah is rochok mi Hashem, because tefillah is korov Hashem. Gaib is marachak a person. The whole yisod of tefillah is I'm coming to Hashem, and gaib is you marachak from Hashem. Vagam she'anove he ike mahus hatefillah v'kol metzius hatefillah. Nachon that anova is that's the essence of tefillah and the whole reality of tefillah. Shemashpil atzma b'toy chavona amiti shekol inyon avetzoch of tulu imhaim v'akorish baruchu v'seichel mitziyusa tolu b'rotzen Hashem. But the kol mitziyusa, sorry, u'shekol mitziyusa tolu b'rotzen Hashem. Negates himself in front of Hashem. We'll have to see how that works. It's not so poshut. With a clear understanding, proper borrow understanding, that everything in his life, his whole existence, is tolu only on Hashem. And then he starts praising Hashem and glorifying him on his greatness, which we can't even begin to imagine. And then he recognizes his smallness and his nothingness in front of the Boir Olam, which is not possible. We have to understand what that means as well. Nobody wants you to become a garnished. The goal is not to become a nobody. We have to see what that means. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest onof and the greatest mashpil lifnei Hashem and recognized his efes neged Hashem, but he was great. He wasn't a nobody. We don't remember Moshe Rabbeinu for being a nothing. On the contrary, we remember Moshe Rabbeinu for being great. David HaMelech, we remember him for being enormously great, and he mastered this. So we have to say that we have to explain. I don't want to get the Western concept of this wrong, because you can go very wrong. Every tefillah has to come with anova. Because you're trying to get close to Hashem. And if there's no nova, then you barakah Hashem and you want closer to Hashem. Tefillah, that's far from Hashem, is not tefillah. It's an internal contradiction. You can't have tefillah that's merachik from Hashem. That doesn't work. When you want to get close to Hashem, then you want to get close to Hashem. Tefillah is kiruv al Hashem. Korov Hashem lekolak shekol yikru b'emes. So the yisodia, the avoidia, is this understanding of mazia nova. V'amnam. V'mash amru chazal shenipol hu milashoynes ha-tefillah. However, this that Chazal tell us that nipul is one of the latrinas of tefillah. We watch ain't another rak tnai le tefillah. Yali tzurah shel tefillah la atzmo. I would say that one of the tnai, one of the conditions, one of the things you need in order to daven properly, you need a nova. But we think something much more here. That a nova is a type of tefillah. It's a tzurah tefillah on its own. It's not a tnai in tefillah. I mean, it's that as well. But if nipul, and the whole thought of nipul is a nova, and you see there's a type of tefillah that's called a nova. That's the whole essence of the tefillah, it's a type of tefillah. She asks my mamedes hergish shall bekoshev etechino, kamo oni shobu meduch de levush soch bois vepetsua. It creates this a nova, creates a situation of feeling the request and the pleading. Like an oni, a broken oni, he's depressed, he's miserable, he's wearing sackcloth, he's got sores and he's patsua. When he comes to meet this big, wealthy, caring, loving person, even before he opens his mouth. The Balabais opens the door and he sees this guy standing there, broken, shattered, miserable. Before he even opens his mouth, his whole essence screams, please help me. Just his presence screams, please help me. If the Balabai says half a rachamim of a heart inside of him, he'll help him. You don't have to ask. They come inside, you put in there, you help. He doesn't ask for anything. He doesn't have to ask. His matzav screams help. That's what we look like in front of the boire. When we stand in front of Hashem, we completely reveal to Hashem. Hashem knows exactly what's worrying us, what's troubling us, what's bothering us. When a person comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu, leiv shavur, broken hearted, mamish, umevin havana knechina, and he understands properly. Ein lo mi atzmoi velo klum. He's got nothing. Ein malasot. I'm finished. Me? What can I do? Any malasot?
Yeah.
He has nowhere else. He can't get anything from anyone else. And he comes to understand. So everything he's got, everything is yira and his Torah and his midas and his mitzvahs, lemaisa, in relation to the totality of reality, is a klumz efes, hevel verek. Again, you have to be careful here. We don't want people walking around feeling garnished. Right? Again, we have to understand the Torah's concept of what that means, but you feel hevel verek. That is the greatest request, and you don't need anything after that. We like an eved whose eyes look to the master. He's not saying anything. He's looking to the master. El yad adonaihem. Kein shifcha el yad geveta, like a shifcha looks to her mistress. Kein einenu el Hashem elokeinu ad shi yechanenu. So we do. We look to Hashem until he'll have rachamim on us. That you don't need anything more than that. The Nesiyah said, Naiv, the understanding that your hope and your aspiration is only in Hashem, because nothing else can help you. That itself is the greatest filler. To you I turn my eyes. What do you mean turn your eyes? I'm looking to you. I'm hoping to you. You're everything. Everything I have, Hashem. All this greatness I have, all the Torah, the Midas, the everything that I have, is that Kol Shelcha. It's all from you. It's all from you. That's the greatest bakosha. You don't have to open your mouth even. The etzim shvura lev. The etzim coming to Hashem shvura lev, recognizing Hashem, if you don't help me, say, oh, I don't exist. Ani lo kayam bli Hashem. That's the greatest tefillah that a person can make, and that's a chelek of this tefillah called nipul. That healthy, proper, what a nova really is. Everything a person requests for, you should request via a nova. It's got to be tachanunim. Tachanunim are supplications like a poor person standing at the door. Like a person, any klum. This is knocking on your door and he hasn't got anything. It's a completely different kind of tefillah from what we've spoken to up to now. And that's the closest tefillah that we've seen up to now that's going to get answered. Ukederech kol adam rachaman. Like any half-merciful person, kesherei mishu b'tzah godl, u'tzarich alav ma'od, t'techev yirachem alav. When you see somebody who mamash needs you urgently, the guy's mamash to be scared, v'tzarich otcha d'chuf, d'chuf. No, you're not going to have rachamim on him. Lo chayram. But the opposite is somebody who's got gaiva. I'm davening because I have to daven. I don't need any help from anybody. I can take care of myself. I'm a self-made man. And he's not asking for anything. If he doesn't have a need, if he's just saying the words in the Shmoneh Esrei, he's just davening whatever he has to daven. Aval hu atzmo lo magish chaser. He's got everything he needs. Ani mitzadeh levad. I lo tzarich af echad. So then, why should anybody have rachamim in Shemayim and help him? Vafilim ken mevakish sad al mitzu al mashu. Even if he asks for something, he has a certain thing he wants. He asks for something. Aval im zeu inyan. Sorry, im yitzav kach al kain. Sorry, aval im mityatzev kach. Al koch b'koshos or hi b'koshos muteris. But la mishit nu l'kol etzoinai. Kamo shenitzka le'il. If he's coming with this guy, even if he'll ask for something, aval his whole mechutz is, be'etzim ani lo tzrich af echad. I'm taking care of, but I need this, Hashem, if you can take care of this, why should I ask him? Rav Malik gives the example from Gateshead, Rav Motka Miller Zatzal, the farmer. The farmer knows what he has to do. He can plow, he can plant, he can irrigate. He knows how to take care of his field. So he's fine. He's good. He doesn't really need anybody because he's got his farm and he can plant and he can grow and he'll have enough. Aval ma, there's floods, there's pestilence, whatever. So he doesn't touch him. Please make no floods, make no pestilence. He's got a request from Hashem. Please, Hashem, just make sure that you don't need to fear too much. So why should anyone have rachamim on him? He's got it covered. He knows what he's doing. He's growing food. So that's a tefillah that Akash Bochu, there's not going to be too much rachamim there because Hashem says, oh, you know what you're doing. You don't need me. Fine, so I'm not going to interfere. Carry on your own. Is there Indian? Na Yisrael va'avo. The pasuk says Yisrael's a nar. He's a young adolescent, and I love him. Shemiyamit Adam Atzmoy Kenar Veyelet. When you can in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like a child, like a little boy coming to his father. Little boy comes to his father. Who Yodesh Abba Gadol Hu Katan. He told the Kula Beracham of Aviv. He knows his whole life's Tolo on his father's Rachamim. When Palel Ber Geisha Salev She Kol Mitzvayis Tolo Rak Ba Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he feels deeply that his whole essence, his whole life, his existence, is tolu only on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'meile yirachem alav a Kodesh Baruch Hu, rachem av al bonim. So that's the avoider before you even start davening. This would be the hakdamah to all tefillah. There's a very high level of tefillah, this. And yet, if a person understands what his problem really is, it becomes automatic almost when you recognize that. You understand the problem is not solvable. There's no human solution to your problem. As Mamela, you understand when you come to Hashem because that's it. There is nothing else. And you have nothing to offer here. The deep sense of anova. And then you betimcha because you know that Hashem can take care of you. Again, you see that through the whole of Tehillim. Dovin HaMelech comes to Brochen, broken, finished, crying. But at the end, because he knows Hashem will take care of him. How does he know Hashem will take care of him? Because which loving father is not going to help his child who can't do it himself? Okay. Again, there's a whole sheya that needs to be put into place here to understand exactly what this novel looks like, how it looks. We're not becoming nothing. We're becoming everything and then recognizing that everything is Hashem.
Yeah, that means we cannot
to be Tamil
Raham. Yeah, Tamil Raham is Tamil Raham, but you know it's everything, it's coming, it's a matana from a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Correct. But he needs to know he's a Talmud Chochem. He can't say, oh, well, I'm a nothing, I know nothing. No, what you know, and you have to own what you know. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't think he knew nothing and he was a nobody. He himself wrote in the Torah, Ani Anovi Achi Gadol Ba'olam. And then he writes, Ani Anovi Achi Gadol Ba'olam. It sounds like a steering. No, it's not a steering. Knowing who you are, knowing what you are, is minimum requirement. Then you have to know that it's from Hashem.
And if we have something, we have to know that we have no insurance that will continue. Today we have to eat. Tomorrow we have also to ask Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That means it's a man. It's a man. It's each day. You start from the beginning.
Yeah. I make panosa. No, you don't make panosa.
Yeah.
You do what you got to do, but you know at the end of the day, your heart, you know how to make your heart beat. No, so you understand. There's a cult, my life, my existence, before I get out of bed in the morning. And he totally told you on a Kodesh Baruch Hu just to get out of bed.
Yeah. It's continual Birat Olam. That means it's not continuing. It's time. It's
100%. So that's the recognition that a person, when he comes to Daven with that recognition, that itself is a sibah to be answered. It's a sibah to get answered. It's a powerful tool.
The problem is, if we want to drink, we know that we can go to the shop to have a bottle, but we have to know also. It's not so simple.
Not so simple. Listen, anybody who's lived with his eyes half open the last 5 or 6 years, you understand. Corona came along and said, you know, this little thing that you can't even see brought the whole world to a standstill. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Yeshabe Kelim, the Milchama, the war, and everything. You see, Zelopashut. There's 300 million Arabs that want to kill us, you know, and we don't really have an answer for that. We don't have an answer to that problem. No. You can shoot a few, kill a few there, but even if you'll kill 20 million, 30 million, so what? There's another 300 million and they don't love you that much. And that's just the Arabs. The rest of the goyim don't love us anymore either, you know. There's Esav also running around trying to, you know, find ways to. I'm saying that you recognize Kolak Yom Shilan is a nest. That's part of the humbling process, yeah.
Yes.
Nachon. You see the world we live in today. When you lived in America 20 years ago, you could have thought, I call Bethesda, you know, I don't have any problems. You know, we live in America and I call Tova. Even America today is a local kach pashut. People are starting to recognize that the kium there is not, it's not pashut. It requires a lot of siyata dishmaya.
Yeah.
So we've got a bit of time. Let's go a little bit further into Dalit. Let's start at least, we'll see. Ukvam rubala voida, the ain't ikka hagaiva, tapebne adam. Ele ikrihi, והוא יכולים לדור בעולם. איקר גייבר, that you have כלפי בני אדם, אלא שאיקר הוא שמסגל לפני בוירה. שאין איקר הגייבר כלפי בני אדם. The Iker Gaiva we have isn't with other people. The Iker of Gaiva is in front of Hashem, as it says in the Gemara, straight to the Gosh Baruch Hu Oimer, Ein Ani V'hu Yicholim Ladur Bo Ilom. This Baal Gaiva and me, we can't live in the world together. Ein Maspik Makom for him and me. V'kaviyachol Doichek Ragle HaShchina. The Lord from the Gemara in Brochus there, he pushes the feet of the Shchina out of the world. V'aviyah B'zeh, so what does that mean? Hashem says, the God that's a Balgaiva, he can't, I can't live with him. What's a Balgaiva? I feel Gaiva over you. Okay. So I'm not tough about the problem with Gaiva is when it's Klapa Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because Hashem says, I can't live with this Balgaiva. Him and me, we can't meet today. There's no place for him in the world, so I'm leaving. The Shina goes out the room. As umas beard, you thought, Kol Tachlis Priya Soila Murak Laman Galut. Otzem Yehuda Yisparach Sheinod Milvodoy. All tachlis of Briyas Olam. We saw this when we did Shabbos Malchoser. The whole tachlis of Briyas Olam is Malchus. Malchus. Malchus Shemayim, that there's a Giloy Malchus in the world, Sheinod Milvodoy. That's the whole story. What's the secret of the world? What's the purpose of the Briya? To come to an Hakkara of Malchus of Einod Milvodoy. The Bolus of Malchus Shemayim. Was it called tachlis Olam? Miachal vat kala, from the beginning to the end. The gov alive, so a haughty person, hainu shemagish metzias atzmei, v'choshev atzmei, gamken metzias umus boilom, he feels he's an independent character. He's got his own power. He has his own world, his own essence. Nimtza hefech yichud yisparach, he's the opposite of the purpose of the Briya, of the yichud of Hashem. Shemekoich yichud yisparach hua einod milvado. What's the sort of being Eino Milvodoy? Is you one. If you one, you everything. This Baal Gaiva, he's standing there and saying, no, I also have an existence. I'm also here. But if it's Eino Milvodoy, you don't have an existence. It's Eino Milvodoy. There is nothing other than Hashem. Okay, how you deal with that when you wake up in the morning and you realize you don't exist? No, we exist. We have to deal. Again, these are. But, nachon? He also got his own independent existence. So then that's a steer to the whole tachlis of Briyas Olam. But Yosef, Mishnas HaTvila, the Kol Metzias Inin HaTvila HaKora, the Kol Inyan HaOlam Tluim L'Gamre Rak V'Yad Hashem. Why do you daven? What's the essence of Tvila? What's behind the whole mut of Tvila? Is understanding that everything's dependent on Hashem. Everything I need, everything I want, everything that the world needs is only coming from Hashem. Well, that's the whole essence of tefillah. I'm standing in front of Hashem because I know only Hashem can help me. And he's machrichim with his gaiva, lo tzerich otcha. And he gam yichol listadeh. And that's the stir min ayobay. That's the chutzpah. The problem is not the chutzpah. We always think that the problem of the Baal Gaiva is chutzpah. No, it's not chutzpah. The problem is that as well. Well, the problem here is your contradiction to reality. Without the rotten of Hashem, nothing exists. Hashem created the world. We saw in Shabbos Machos, we learned this a lot. That the whole pitzah of the fact that Hashem created the world, Yesh Mi'ayin, is that nothing exists without his rotten. There was nothing before he created it. And the only reason it exists is because he's a rotten. If he doesn't have a rotten, it goes away. And this Baal Gaiva is saying, no, I also have a rotten. And Lord Tzelich et haRotzen Hashem. And he called it. It's a stir to the whole prayer. It's coming to daven from Hashem with a recognition that ain oid milvadoi, but he also is a partner here. But because of many is barach al tosefes hashpor shel brocha, v'gdomesh brocha shel hakadosh baruch hu levei amitis god lo yivichidu yisparach b'leiv. The whole tachlis, a person comes to Hashem to ask Hashem to give us more brocha and to pour more shef into the world, and we're praising Hashem in order to get the reality of the godless and the oneness of Hashem into our hearts. But if the magi sheyesh lo gam mashu ma'atzmoi, areze soisa kol metzias hamidah l'tfilah, v'ze poshut. Poshut, that's the whole spirit of the whole essence of what tfilah is. I'm coming to Hashem, to David, because ain't li ma lasot. I'm asking Hashem to help you because I understand that Hashem is everything and it's all from Him and everything's the rotzen of Hashem. And then I get up and I say, no, the opposite. Where you davening? That's the whole mutl of davening. You trace the whole essence of davening. But they're partial. The eitzem chizek ha'tfilah nimdod lefidrev anover. The strength of the tefillah, like we saw before in paragraph Gimel, is going to be measured according to the amount of anova. And that's the quality of this type of tefillah. When a person's in sorrow, that Chazal spent so much time praising the milas of this type of tefillah. He lets go, he understands, ani lo yochol, ani lo yochol, ain li klum, rak avinu shebeshamayim yochol azol li. That's the whole yesod and secret of what this tefillah is about and what all tefillah is about.
Yeah.
That's what Hashem says, the Baal Gaib and me can't live in the same world together because it's a stirim in ayobay.
Yeah.
Now, again, we'll just end with this, is person has to be careful here. If you start getting into this properly and you start recognizing what he's saying and it starts touching and you recognize this is the place you want to go, because it does resonate and it does draw us. Because being very careful, it doesn't become a nothing, but that's not the goal, as we mentioned a few times. How you do that, Lord, it's a slow journey. You have to do it slowly and balanced and normal, because you become very abnormal. A person can become very strange. Yeah. If he starts looking like we spoke about. Oh, you weren't there when we did it. We spoke about this last week in the 9:30 vod on Shining Betfilo. Is kagomol alai imoy. A little baby gets us naturally. He understands he's nothing. He understands he's nothing, and everything comes from his mother. And if his mother doesn't help him, he's dead. He understands that. That's gomol alai imoy. Then he gets old and whatever, and he starts becoming kagomol alai imoy. He starts depending on Hashem. Like he depended on his mother. It's not a healthy thing. If he leaves out the middle stage of becoming himself first.
Yeah.
If he just goes from being a little baby to being a big baby, that looks a bit weird. He was dependent on his mother, now he's dependent on Hashem, but he doesn't exist. The Bria is to understand that it's all from Hashem, but you have to be you. You have to be fully actualized, fully using all your koichas and your capabilities and using it. And then recognizing Shazakol Hashem. To become nothing, any honor. What does it mean? Oh, I'm nothing. I don't exist. That's not the goal here. You don't see that in Gedol Yisrael. You don't see that in the whole of Klal Yisrael, from Moshe Rabbeinu, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, all the way down to today. Big people are not nothing, but they recognize as Kol Mi Hashem. That's the avoid of it. That's okay. We'll talk about that more about Hashem another time. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Okay, so next week I am traveling from Yom Rishon to Yom Chamishi. That means next Friday, so it will be okay. Next
Friday you will be here?
Yeah. Returning Yom Chamishi, so it should be okay.
Okay, no. The Chaimel Shalom, travel safe. I'm not sure when Eli's getting back. So it's important that I know that you're here. Okay, very good.
Okay.
We'll see you next day of Shabbos. Travel well, be good, be healthy.
Thank you.
That's all the Shalom.
Okay, thank you. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.